time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Do you have some good interview questions for your mom?
My mom is kind of buying me Christmas stuff.
This is a great question. Should I try and get an answer out of what Christmas presents you're getting?
Yes.
Okay, I'm in. All right, can you give me a countdown?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And that signals the start of the show. Welcome to Twin Cities Double Up, a podcast so nice you'll want to listen to it twice. I'm your host, Mr. Brock. With me right now is the lovely Queen of the Dead, Emily Ross. And Emily, the question on everyone, mainly your daughter's mind, is what did you get her for Christmas?
Well, I really don't want to spoil it because it's something that she's been wanting super bad. So maybe that'll give her a hint.
Hold on. What about this? Is it contingent on if she's on the naughty or nice list?
She's been on the nice list for the most part.
Is this true? Anna, can you test? Have you been on the nice list?
Yes.
All right. I believe you. That was a very honest yes. Well, I hope you get the gift you want. It sounds like it's something good. Oop. Hold on. I'm going to let Dad in.
Isn't Gerald so nice? He went all the way to the car in the cold-ass tundra.
He's the best. Okay, before he gets back, tell me everything you hate about him. Nothing. That's right. They're in love. It's beautiful. The look on her face was nothing, right?
She likes him.
She likes him? Does she like him a lot?
And she married him.
What? No way. She must really like him. Does she? Hey, Anna.
Anna.
Do they ever kiss?
They.
What? Okay. All right. Well, oh my gosh. Chris is back. Never mind. We weren't talking about anything weird. We're just talking about sports.
Yay, sports ball.
Okay, well, Chris is coming to sit down. I don't know too much about your guys' past, but Emily, were you in the picture when he started wrestling? Are you guys in a thing?
Not immediately.
Okay.
Very shortly after, though.
So you started training, right?
This actually can kind of tie into the story that we were just telling.
Oh, I love it. Bring it. Yeah, do it.
Because I was actually
I'm interested in the perspective of the women behind the men as well, because it is a psychotic and crazy industry, right? it's wonderful. But it's nuts. Like, and you have to be with a certain person in order to do it. 100%. Because they're going to be like, why the hell did you just drive 5 hours in the middle of winter? Like, and you lost money. Right? You know, it's like something ridiculous like that. But it's like, no, you don't get it. It was a good show.
So it's funny because, like, you brought up the, like, meeting Darius Martin. And, like, so, like, short order to finish that story.
Screw what I said. I'm just kidding. I forgot we were actually finishing that. Thank you. You're a better host than me.
No, you're good. So, like, I had met Darius Martin, and he had given me the information to the academy, like, in the following days because we had exchanged information. And since then, like, it's kind of been, you know, like, just a growing process of, like, learning the business and, like, whatnot. I don't even know if he's aware that, like, because, like, I don't even know if he remembers that, like, he did that, because, like, I've seen him in passing at the academy a couple of times just for him to go in and train and work on stuff with, like, other guys. And
Christmas, he forgot me, right?
Oofta! That was the most tragic soundbite we will ever have. Holy crap. I'm gonna sell that to Hallmark. Oh, did anyone's heart just break with that?
Fuck.
What happened? I don't want to know. Go on. Talk about blood and gore. Take me out of this. Oh, my goodness.
So, anyways.
Someone get this girl a Christmas.
So, you just made the episode, kid.
Oh.
Made my life.
I can tell you exactly what happened with that, too.
Dude, do you need to clarify that? Do you feel like you need to? Do you feel like you're going to walk away and people are going to think you just canceled Christmas one year?
I'm just the worst mom ever.
That is a little rough of a comment to hear. I think we do need to hear what happened there. Come on.
Okay, so me and her dad are not together. I usually get her Christmas Eve. He usually gets her Christmas Day. Santa brought her a couple of books and like some small things, like a couple of rubber ducks and some candy, and put that in her stocking and left her a note and told her that her big present was at her daddy's house because she has three houses that she goes to for Christmas. So Santa got confused.
Oh, yeah. He forgot. Oh, he's confused. It's different. I mean, it's still sad. I still kind of want to buy you a pony right now. I don't know why, but all right, people. You know what? People, we're going to make Anna's Christmas amazing this year.
No, you know what she really wants? She wants a goat.
A goat? I know a guy. I got a guy who's got three. Do you guys want a goat?
She wants a goat.
Do you want to go see a goat? I can go, sure. We can go up and see those goats sometimes. My friend Cody James.
We don't have enough animals in this house.
We don't have enough animals in the house?
Okay, I want you on the show really bad right now. Do you want to come hang out?
You want to come hang out?
Do you want to come on?
You want to be on the show?
You want to come talk? You sure? Okay. Just keep shouting. You're incredible. And, I don't know.
And our child, ladies and gentlemen.
Seriously.
Miss Anastasia Marie.
Yeah. No. Attitude. I know where you get your attitude from. Right?
6, 7, 8 is 9.
And she's smart. Unbelievable.
She's going to kindergarten next year. I don't know how that happened.
I already know my numbers.
Prove it.
What numbers do you know?
6, I am 6.
Dang it.
She knows more numbers than you do.
Yeah. Way more.
We counted from 5 to start this bitch.
That's what. Why do you think I have the guest count? One day I'll get it.
I-M-C-8.
My goodness. Are you sure you don't want to come grab a microphone? Tell us a little about you?
No.
Okay.
That's going to be 6, I am 3.
Cool.
How many are you? How many is that?
1, 2, and 4.
You're 4.
Incredible.
What do you want to be when you get big?
A puppy doctor.
A puppy doctor. And what did you say about college earlier? You are totally right. Girls can go.
What a great kid. Seriously. You guys are doing something well. Good job. No, I mean that. Good job, parents. Well done. No, great kid. High five. Yeah, we're getting you a pony this year. I'm getting you a goat. Nah, shout out. If anyone gets their hands on a goat, let's talk. Okay, I'm not saying I'm getting it. Let's just talk. Just if anyone can get me a goat, if anyone can find access. I already know a guy. I do. I got a buddy, Cody James.
Brock's going to pull up to our house.
With a freaking goat.
Just a little goat, guys. Come on.
So Brock's going to pull up to our house and drop off a goat. And it's just going to say, for the king of the dads.
Yeah. It's going to be adorable. It's going to have a little bow on it and everything. You're going to love it. Goat. Yep. We'll get you a goat.
Apparently, I need a forewarning because Mom needs to buy goat stuff for the goat.
Oh.
Dad, we're going to get goat stuff. Tires, tin cans.
Petco, here we come.
We're perfect. Putting the goat in the backyard?
Yeah!
Well, what about when it gets cold?
We can put a house out there. Yeah,
put a house in your backyard, duh.
Fuck, Mom. Don't know shit.
Her daughter's words.
if you guys don't get a goat for me, then you guys are going to be fired!
Whoa, people, you heard it exclusively. Guys, we're going to be checking in on December 26th to see what's going on with this family. If there's not a goat in this yard, there may be a child up for adoption. All right? She will be firing her parents. She'll be on her own. Hold on, do you get to keep the house?
No, I get to pie it.
Dude, get her a goat. I'm a little worried.
I just want to give her an open mic in the middle of the ring at this point.
Seriously.
To fucking cut promos on goats.
I was going to say, Emily, you should manage, but honestly, I don't know. Like, we got one right here. You're a hype man, aren't you? You're a hype man.
You.
Oh my gosh, and you just threw it right back. Good job. You just slapped me. Again. I looked like a little bitch. Did anyone else hear that?
You did cut your own hair one time, though.
Yeah, I feel like obviously you did if you're going to shout that. It's like me saying I didn't clog the toilet. I guess obviously I did.
Oh, was that what that was earlier?
No.
Then why don't you?
Holy crap. Let's get a little Jerry Springer shot here.
All right. Well, all right. We're going to get back to what we were talking
about.
That
was one of my favorite side pieces ever to happen on the show. For people who don't know what's happening, and you can't even see it on camera, she's like 10 feet away from us. This little spitfire, sweet as can be. She's in her jammies.
Pretty much.
Like, yeah, just adorable. Just shouting at us. And I have to be honest. I'm scared. I'm serious. If someone knows anything about goats, reach out. I just want to talk. I want to see if maybe we could borrow one for a day. Just
she would lose her mind.
I know. We're gonna make this goat happen somehow. All right, back to the show. Right? Did you even finish your getting into wrestling story?
I was getting there. You were getting there.
Run into them every once in a while at the academy.
We're gonna transition into how I met this.
There
one,
we go. Though. That's what we needed.
So. Funnily enough, you would think that everything would end with me meeting Darius Martin to get into the academy. No. So, no, I think, do you remember where I was working before? It was Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings, yep.
Yeah. So, working at Buffalo Wild Wings, and at this point, we're understaffed as shit. Like, no one wanted to work. I'm the only one on this morning shift. I'm also like slightly concussed from a camp match. And I'm just working. I'm working, working, working. Half the time I feel like I'm going to pass out. Half the time, like, caffeine, let's go. And this one walks in with her best friend.
And Miss Anna.
And Anna. Yeah, that's right. I fucking forget that every single time.
She was also like 2, so she was kind of just there.
Yeah, like... 2-year-olds just exist, ladies and gentlemen. 4-year-olds,
She didn't walk in screaming, give me chicken wings or you're fired, right? No. Now, even at 2, she wasn't doing that. Wow, no. I'm surprised. No.
But,
uh-oh, I woke in the beast.
Fuck. Oi.
Do you remember where Gerald used to work?
Yes.
Where? At the chicken place? Yes.
All right, so Mom walks in.
And now... When he was doing Dairy Queen.
Nice.
Yep.
I know that because...
Did he always bring you ice cream?
I got a fucking gig over here.
There's always strawberries in this one.
Yeah. He put strawberries on her ice cream.
Not happy.
Because sometimes
she wants sprinkles. Oh, here we go. Here we go. She's back on it.
Yep. She... Most of the time she wanted strawberries. Some days she did not want strawberries and she wanted sprinkles. And she got mad because he didn't know that. He couldn't read her mind.
So anyways, this woman with this little ray of sunshine comes running in. This little beam of joy radiating in the world.
Again, concussed. And just working my ass off at this point. And I'm like 5 tables behind. Because no one's fucking helping me. Because it's Buffalo Wild Wings. Why the fuck would anyone help you? Also, Buffalo Wild Wings, if you hear this, the Crystal location fucking sucks, and you need to fix shit. Even with the new management, it fucking sucks.
Well, there goes my wing sponsorship, asshole.
But, like, so, like, no help, just, like, kind of doing it by myself. And I literally walk up to the table, and I'm like, ladies, I'll be with you as soon as I possibly can. And you're like, nah, take your time, like, whatever. And I'm like, okay. Like,
you forgot the part where we were dinking around on our phones on the B-Dubs app to check in.
Oh, yeah.
And you asked, like, do you want me or are you going to order through the app? And like clap back quick as hell with, no, I want you.
Oh, and right there, that's where it starts.
Look at that. That's a good story. I like that.
But like, that's kind of how that happened. And like, typically, as a server, you're not supposed to take phone numbers. I took that phone number fast as fuck. I don't like it.
Boy, I'm glad you did.
She didn't expect me to text back, and I'm like, woman, who the fuck do you think I am?
No, I actually didn't expect you to text me, because, like, we started talking because I looked at you, and I was like, are you okay? You were like, I think I have a concussion, and I was like, so why the fuck are you at work? You were like, oh. Said,
this is a hardworking man. I'm into that.
They don't let motherfuckers call in for shit.
No, but, like, my best friend and I were super understanding and were like, nope, you take your time, don't worry about it. Yeah, I see you running around like a chicken with your head cut off. You're fine. Like,
and how many years ago was this when you met them?
Like 2 years.
2 years, okay. Cool. You met, and so you're like, okay, this is kind of where I'm curious now. You come to the picture. I'm going to assume first professional wrestler you've ever dated.
Yeah.
That was a long pause. Was there a question? It's like one guy disappeared every weekend and came back with bruises and you thought, but he wouldn't admit to it?
No.
These spandex? Holding them for a friend.
Anna's dad was a wrestler, but he was like the other wrestler.
Amateur wrestling, yeah.
Okay. Oh, really? Like, okay.
White ring on the ground type wrestling.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, so not real wrestling. No.
Not real wrestling.
Cool. Well, it's dumb. It's boring. I'm sorry. You know what? I don't... If there's probably UFC fans out there, but the first time I watched a UFC fight, I didn't realize how much, like, grappling and holding there was on the ground in it. No. Which, mad respect to the guys. I know that is such excruciating work. It is so hard. It's crazy, but I'm sorry. It's so boring to watch. Like, in a 3-minute round, if 2.5 of those minutes are on the ground like that, and it's not always like that. But I've seen some fights like that. I'm like, oh.
Well, like, and a lot of people do take issue with that kind of... So, like, it's funny because, like, I used to watch UFC on a regular basis. But, like, people always fucking shit on the grappling acumen, I'll say.
Sure. I'm one of them.
Right. Typically, I wouldn't do this, but I'm going to
go ahead. Hit me. I'm open to discussion.
It's kind of weird how, like... That is also like a part of professional wrestling, because if you don't know how to do some of that stuff, then you're like you could watch a UFC fight and be like, I'm gonna take that and transition it into wrestling.
Like, sure,
and it's that. Like, yeah. Now would I do it with grappling? No, I'd probably do it with the fucking 360 no scope off the top of the cage fucking kick. But
good boy. Yeah. Know thyself. I love it. No, that's a great point. I agree. But I'm just saying, from an entertainment standpoint, that's why I like the other one. Like, I want to see glitz and glamour. I got very short attention span, if you can't tell. you know what I'm talking about? That's why I like to say this now. That's why we're in this industry.
Exactly.
I put me into it now. So I get to say we. I like to talk about the industry now.
Squirrel brain is real.
People have called me squirrel. I get that, especially when I'm anxious.
It is a real thing, just like with like an aspect of the business that some shit just happens so fast and you're like, wow, that was fun. Next. Like,
that was the Ironheart weekend when you got your trophy and all that. And because then I went to Doc, and probably same for you because you went to Doc's right after. That weekend had to have been just nonstop. For me, it started Friday night from going to grab your guys' shirts to go. I mean, it was just bound. And you sit at the end, it's like, I can't complain. It was awesome. Like, right? It was fun. Like, I laughed. I'm like, I'm hanging with my buddies the whole time.
See, so, like, that's what I'm thinking, too, is, like, that weekend, like, as... So, like, that to me is kind of stressful because, like, I typically don't have what they call a double shot. Now, if your double shot is different, veterans, please tell me and, like, shoot me a message. Like, no, this is a real double shot. Like, please do. But, like, to have that be, like, a weekend where it was, like, I have this, like, the day before.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the next day, this shit here.
Well, no, neither was a small fight. Like, that's a thing.
Fuck.
You ended with the hardcore match. Well, you can't start with it, obviously, I would say, but...
Well, and that's the beauty of it, too, is that I was like, all right, I'm, like, I have this tournament final, and then, like, I have to go fight my best friend mm-hmm. in a hardcore match. And it's just like, those are difficult because it's like, especially for something like, I mean, think of the situation just for us three here.
Yeah.
Like, you were just saying, like, Friday, you went go and get the t-shirt. Saturday, yep. you dropped them off, setting up your yep. stuff at the show. So, like, for us, our whole thing was, like, how is this one going
to
react?
I know, that's crazy. You got a kid, like, to involve, too. That's something else.
To, yeah. like, to being away from the house for two straight days at a time. Because, like, I don't, when I have shows, like, and she can attest to this, and I think you fucking hate it. But, like, I like to leave early as fuck and mm-hmm. just get there early.
Yeah.
And, like...
Oh, I remember you at the what it was Wisconsin, the doghouse one. You had to have been the first person there.
Yeah.
You like came and greeted RJ, us when we pulled up, and I thought we were the first people there.
Me and RJ were running like up, yeah. one of the first two people there.
Yeah.
And it was like, but like, I like to do that because I like to get like a lay of the land and like just feel out where I'm at.
Run the sure. ropes.
Yeah. Like,
it's not different than a football player. They go to the stadium the night before. I mean, athletes but, do that.
Like, for like, and then like she's pregnant too mm-hmm. like this whole time, like, and it's like afterwards was just like the worst of it, like it being a thing and like happening wasn't the worst of it, which is fucking awesome, because like if that was the case I would have been like fuck, like, but like the aftermath of it, like, bro, like her ankles are swollen up because like
yep.
you know, PGAT shit. You know, like, that's a normal thing. And yes, I just stole your shit. Fuck you. But, like, also, like, for that one to be able to sit for, like, at least 6 hours within 2 days, and she's also getting into it. Like, mm-hmm. it's, like, it's different, but it also does pose a challenge.
Literally every match. Is it his turn?
Yeah.
Is it his turn? Is he coming on now? Like, wait for his song. Well, when is it coming? Like, he's the third one this time, or he's the fourth one this time, or...
Well, that's... I mean, that we joke about King of the Dad, but that is truly you. That's so cool. You're King of the Dad in the ring, and then the rest of the week you're King of the Dad. And actually, even at the shows, you kind of sneak out and you do a little King of the Dad every now and then. I know you're always out there, and I love that. I mean, that's such a cool dynamic. Right? Your whole family's involved. What a blessing that is right there.
Well, and that's something like we've worked on from like the rip. It was just like,
yeah.
how, like, what can she do? Like, so like speaking to this, like, I'm not the only one in the rest of the industry at the table. You're not either. She kind of is too, because like at every show, she's got a fucking EMT bag.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, so like, and like, there's been like, what? Two or three shows within like
the last you've year actually came out
where
yeah.
you've had to like go out there and be like, what the mm-hmm. fuck is the issue, or like yep. come in the back and be like, what happened?
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a bad one at Ironheart, I remember that.
Yeah, dude busted up his knee. Did you ever hear back about that?
No, I didn't. Mm-hmm. I should text him and just be like, hey brother, you're like, what's the word? That guy, I felt bad for him.
No, he blew out his knee. Like, his knee was not where it was supposed to be.
Oh, yeah. Remember when they tried to lift him out of the ring? And they couldn't get his like, leg up about an inch?
Yeah, I was like, no, he needs to sit down and, like...
He's a big dude, too. I mean, he was all upper body.
He needs to go through the bottom rope. Like, yeah. he cannot... No, he's not going through the middle rope.
So, it's sad, too, because, like, I think I don't remember if it was Caitlin or somebody else, but, like, dude is talking about just, like, hanging it up. And I'm just like, fuck, man. Like, he's built... Like, he's got the build for this. Like, he's mm-hmm. got, like...
Brick shithouse.
Yeah.
He's got, like, the look for it. Like, if I looked at... Like, and that can be taken any way, you know? Like, I think some people forget, like, that I've been watching wrestling forever before mm-hmm. I even started doing it. Now knowing the business and, like... me as a fan, like, I didn't know who the fuck he was when he walked in the door. Typically, most of the people I don't know, like I don't know them if they're on the show, but like once I see him, I'm like, yeah, you look like a wrestler. He mm-hmm. was one of those guys too.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, like, hey bro, don't hang it up, please don't, because like let's figure something out here.
Yeah,
you can toss me around like a pillow.
Yeah,
okay. Because my wife can't do that because she's pregnant. Okay.
Yes.
We already talked.
Yeah, she's gonna be working those pipes for the next. Wait, when is the due date again?
May 24th.
May 24th.
you got 6 months right there, all upper body.
Yeah.
You can use your arms.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's nodding in approval. I don't know. Are you waiting? I think you're waiting to not get hit.
Okay.
If anything, I'll just send Anna to chop you.
I'd be more scared of that.
Or just buy her another kendo stick and
buy her a goat. Okay. All right. We're gonna do some rapid fire questions here.
Oh shit!
Wrap it up. Okay. Man, this has been awesome having you guys on again. I don't think it's gonna be our last time, but we got some questions for you. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm here. I have some more cheese in
there. Grab some cheese and let's hope I'm gonna select the right one.
There it is.
What three adjectives would your family use to describe you, Emily?
Oh gosh. I don't know.
Dark?
Probably.
Dark. And I didn't mean that as an insult. You pull it off well. It's good. But your frickin' engagement photos are probably my favorites. Like, really, they are. Oh, you know why? And I stand on this platform. You know what I hate more than anything? And this is going out to everybody in the world. Your family photos. I hate them so much. Every time you post your family photos of you walking on a path in the woods in white linens, looking at each other with the sun perfect, I just think about how much I hate your family. Okay? I want you to know that.
And then I saw yours.
Okay? Their engagement photos. Please explain. I mean, can you reenact some? There's knives to necks. But you know what the weird part is? Yours were real and that was love. I looked at that and I'm like, that's them. I'm like, that's adorable. And that's probably what they're doing on a Friday night. Right? I believe that. But it's those, again, one more time, those freaking family photos. I have such a vendetta against them. And that's coming from a 37-year-old divorced man who lives by himself. So there's probably more to this. But...
I mean, ironically, too, like, with those photos, that's more of the style, would you say? Because you know her better than I. Maybe you can speak to this. Like, that's more of the style of photo she does.
So
typically.
Kieran, you had a professional come in and do that?
I've had a couple of shoots by Kieran at Black Gem Photography.
Cool. Quick do plug. A quick shout out. Yeah, do it.
I was going to say quick plug to Kieran.
Do it for you. Yeah.
Black Gem.
Yeah. Booker, we'll put a little link on there for her.
Yeah. I'm sure she would appreciate that.
No, of course, but we'll do a quick plug for her.
She did a boudoir shoot for me back in like May or June. He really likes those.
You're a good wife.
Some of the less risque ones are up on Instagram. So
shout out to Emily's Instagram, Emily Ross, right? Is that what your Instagram is? Emily Ross? E Ross? You're E Ross or something on there.
I don't know. It's 96.
Something.
We'll post all that crap.
Yeah, but she does more of like the dark, moody, goth. Like she has a whole boudoir studio.
Good for her. That's cool.
In her basement.
Oh, she calls it a basement, not a dungeon? I'd call it a dungeon.
It is kind of like a dungeon.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm imagining. It better be.
Like, if y'all want, you know, spreader bars and swings, she's got them. She has a whole
closet. You heard it, people. That's a whole plug for your friend right there.
That and, like, I'll say this, like, that's the first time I've, like, kind of done something like that. And, like, it was just shot in her backyard. And that's fucking even cooler because, like, you look at those photos and you're like,
were you in the middle of the woods? Where did you go?
Some motherfucker's in the middle of the woods chasing his wife with a knife. Like,
oh, what the fuck? But like,
nope, just in Kieran's backyard.
Like, she literally has like her backyard set up for stuff like that, and like that's cool to me. Like, I'd like that. Like, I want to put a ring in her backyard. We actually want to put a ring in her backyard. Mm. But
rumblings, I like that. You know what went through my head that I'm afraid to say in air, but I'm gonna. I kind of like, this is like the morbid thought I had. I got to get on your guys' level. This is going to be our R-rated podcast anyways. But she should have done like one of the family photo, or like your guys' photo, but in the background, there's a little family in white linens stabbed to death. Stabbed to death on the ground. And just you two loving each other with the knives. Looking so cute.
It's a good photo. So tell your friend.
I will buy that.
Blow it up.
Only when you guys are on the show, I'll put it behind there. Now I'm back to being a nice and normal human. Now.
Oh, I hit the wrong button.
What? This is my favorite question that I think I asked No, I asked for Age a better one that he got stumped on, but
this is for you, Icarus.
Okay.
What would you love to find at a yard sale?
At a yard sale?
Yeah, when you're thrifting. Saturday mornings when King of the Dad is out thrifting.
And that's where you find the heat, right?
Man. If I'm out thrifting, what do I find?
I can pretty much tell you anything wrestling memorabilia.
Yeah, that.
I was thinking weapons.
Yeah, I was just thinking about a nice kendo stick, you know, and fucking take
that. I'm really bummed. I know. So you broke that one, huh?
I broke it.
Where did you get a kendo stick?
So internet. We got both of those from Amazon.
I was so mad that Carter wasn't. Remember that when I took the hit? Carter didn't film it.
So and funnily enough, so the one that I had before had broken on Jerry Ulricher in a match.
Yeah.
And I asked him even after, like, I saw the kendo stick, and I was like, you good, bro? And he's like, yeah, shit didn't hurt at all. And I'm like, the motherfucker's broken. Like, how are you not? All right, bro, yeah, you must be into some kinky shit. You know, whatever. Like me and she are.
No, I'm pretty convinced he's made of rubber.
Have you seen that guy move?
Start calling him Gumby?
Dude, the way he moves is not human. If there's one person in the industry that turned out to be an alien... But like a cool one?
I wrestled him in a match, and I swear to God, I hit him so hard, and he just was not fazed. And I'm like...
Yeah, he's one guy I really want to get on the show. I was talking to him about it at Doc House. He's a cool dude.
That was really hard hit. Like, are you good? Yeah.
Ah, you make me want to get him now more. Jerry, shout out to you right now. Come on the show.
Jerry's cool as hell.
I think I'm going to see him on Friday. I think he's wrestling at Northern Lights.
Woohoo! But the other one that I had broke... Because I got too eager.
Crack JDX with it? And you broke it on the ground?
Oh, yeah. So, like, working twice. And during my entrance, I slammed it on the ground to kind of get the crowd's reaction. And I looked at it, and I'm like, oh, it's broken again. I used a brand new kendo stick. I barely used it. Now, mind you, this is something that I'm supposed to use later. So, yeah. Like... I'm planning on using this in this battle royal, and I'm like, well, I can't use it. Like, it's not safe. Like, when they're broken,
yeah,
I don't think they're safe. If anyone else knows,
no, it's like a hockey. If you break your stick, you gotta drop it, or it's a penalty.
But it's like, so it's a weapon. It's broken. I'm like, I can't use this. Like, and I signed it and gave it away, like I did the other one.
Nice.
The guy I gave it to, I'm shooting here at this point. The guy I gave it to went over to JDX's table to show. And JDX looked at it and he goes, wait, what the fuck? And JDX comes back. He's like, that was yours, right? Like, we're supposed to use that. I was like, it broke. It's not safe to use. He's like, oh, okay, that explains a lot, because I was like, wait a minute, like, this is Icarus's kendo stick, like, what the fuck? But just to shoot for a minute, like, that's something that happened. I mean, going back to the question, though, like, if I were to find anything thrifting...
That was the question? Jeez.
Yeah, no, wrestling memorabilia. Gotcha. If I can find a kendo stick, maybe a cheese grater to, you know, take across... Jason Rage's forehead, you stupid bitch.
Whoa. I was waiting for that.
I love you. You're over for Thanksgiving. That's still, you're a bitch for showing... You just a bitch. Fuck.
I'm not editing that.
Other than that, I don't really know.
All right, kendo sticks. Okay, I got one for both of you. Ready?
Oh, shit. Sticks.
All right. Starting with Emily. What's the worst job you ever had?
Oh, gosh.
I think I might know.
We're going to all go through this. I'm trying to think of the worst job I ever had.
For me, it was working at Witch Witch.
Witch Witch. Is that still around?
There are some, but I worked at the one at Nicollet Mall.
Okay.
It sucked.
Yeah, well, what was so bad about it?
One being downtown and...
Yeah.
That, no.
Rude customers? Angry?
No, it wasn't the rude customers. My boss was a...
Ooh, bad boss, huh?
Yeah,
That'll do it.
Accidentally sliced my hand open once, and he was like, are you fucking serious? Like, are you that stupid? And I was like...
Wow.
It was an accident. I am leaking. I'm gonna go. And I quit that same day because I was like, I'm not dealing with a boss that's...
Well, you know, if Icarus was sitting out in the audience and that happened, his mouth would have probably started watering. You'd have meant then, huh? Right? You sick freak. Yeah, came and licked him up. You animal. Okay, witch. All right, Icarus. Is it going to be B-dubs? Yeah, Dev Wars.
I think I have a tier list at this point of just terrible jobs.
Yeah.
I thought Smoke and Flame would be...
Holy fuck. You know what?
We got a good one.
I mean, tune something.
So, all right, this has some backstory to it, but I think if I had to pick out of the many jobs I've had, was doing that or working as a mover with my uncle, which wasn't even really a fucking job. But Smoke and Flame was one of the biggest shit shows ever.
I mean, what the heck is Smoke and Flame?
So
it no longer exists for a reason.
Yeah, did it go up in smoke?
I literally. So it's funny as fuck. You'll want to hear this. So my cousin, who I no longer talk to because I think he fucked up and like reasons. Genuinely, you know, I cannot deal with.
Don't worry, we're on your side.
He was like, hey, like, I'm going to start working at this place, and it's literally down the street from where you live.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, cool, what is it? He's like, it's a restaurant. And I'm like, I don't know, man, like, I've never worked in a restaurant. And at this point, like, I hadn't worked for, like, a year and a half. So I was like, I mean, it's better than nothing. I need a job. I need money. Like, I'm 20, whatever. Like, I need something. And so I'm like, okay. Go in there first night. It's popping. This whole... And, like, it's not even just, like, a restaurant. Like, it might as well be a damn venue. It has a stage for bands. It's, you know, got a bar. And it's all separated, too, by, like, one wall. And it's got a great kitchen. Great space. It's next to a gun range. So, I mean, if you need protection... You don't want to get roofied, just whip out your 9, fucking whatever.
It's illegal.
roofing or 9s?
9s.
Okay. No, well, both, but I was thinking alcohol plus firearms equals illegal.
Yeah, true. But
no problems with the roofies, though, huh? You're cool with that one, Emily? Just let that fly. All right, go on, Icarus.
But after the first initial night, they're just fucking dead. Like, and... The main things I'll say is not just that it was dead.
How many of your checks bounced?
3. Duh! Like, literally.
Paychecks bouncing. I would
get them.
Gosh, that'd be rough.
I'd get them, put them in my account, and, like, 2 days would go by, and then I'd open up my bank account. I'm like, why the fuck am I negative, like, $330? And then, like, I'd go in and be like, hey, guys, like... Here you go. It bounced. And they're like, do you have proof? I'm like, this is the fucking receipt, you retard.
Oofta. Yeah, it sounds like a bad job.
So then they pull out a whole another checkbook and write me a new check, and that one wouldn't bounce.
Okay. So how long did you work there?
Sketchy.
Like, literally 6 months. Oh, and wow. Then I went to B-dubs.
Okay. But, so there was a worse one.
And the only reason your checks would bounce is because they were using the
same account to buy food that they would pay employees.
Ooh, don't do that. Trying to think of my worst job. I've had some bad ones. I've had some terrible sales ones at bad times in my life. But one that really stand, it wasn't bad, but it was... This is what I want to talk about. It was unique. So back in the day, this might even, like, date you guys. Best Buy. No, Best Buy, when they used to have, like, new movies come out, they always had, like, posters out. There's always posters and displays out at Best Buy. Yeah. This is, like, way back in, like, when I was in high school. Right? And, it was the warehouse that, like, sent the posters out to every Best Buy. So all we would do is they'd call out a number, and if it was your station, you'd put it in an envelope, right? Assembly line. Okay. Doesn't sound bad, except for
the paper cuts.
Dude. Yeah. You got it.
All the paper
cuts. Here's the thing, but you could hear people get them. It was like these big tapes. You'd hear, ah! every time someone would get one. It was just, it was like, who's going to get it next? And it was terrible. And for some reason, I'm looking back, I'm like, Did we have gloves? But I don't think you could have gloves because you couldn't grab the tag board then. Like, it was too hard to grab the stuff and go fast. Man. So you had to either choose to go slow and not get cut, or you had to choose to go quick and your hands would get cut up. I mean, I walked away with at least five, and these are big. These were like, you remember in Jackass when they were doing them on each other?
Yeah.
Oh, it was brutal. Like, and I, this, see, that I can still, like, remember that sound. So that's what I'm going to say. That might be one of my worst jobs because it kind of scarred me.
The worst ones are, like, when you get it in the
webbing. Oh, that's where you get them.
Between your
right in the webbing. Unbelievable. Well, we got a lot of content to sift through on this one. I don't even know if I'm going to keep going with questions because I want to give you one. I did the same for Rager. Little platform. I want to see Icarus Alexander come out. Tell us what we can see for end of 2024, beginning of 2025, what we're looking forward to besides Emily joining you in the ring. I will be having you guys on multiple times next year following you.
And the new baby boy. I'm going to eat all your meat.
I'm excited. Buddy. Oh, I think we're going to do something special for the due date. We'll think of something.
I was going to say, should we drop his name?
Oh, hold on. Should we do something fun with it? Should we start having guests? Let's do it the whole year. No dropping. Do you got a name?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do a contest. We're going to do a contest. Whole until the baby comes out until May. Who can guess Icarus Alexander and Emily Ross's kid? I'll have a prize for it or something. I'll make it sweet. Mm. If anyone gets it.
For sure.
I was gonna give him like a TV. Like, let's do something. Let's do something obnoxious.
I was gonna say, if you already know the answer, I'm calling you.
Oh crap! Shoot, other people. Oh, it's not that TV.
Fuckers.
Okay, it's not gonna be TV. It's either a TV or a poison. If we're finding out you're cheating, you won't know.
You know you're not able to participate.
It'll be a TV dipped in poison. So when you touch it, you die.
TV liquors.
Yeah. All right, sorry. I'm getting morbid here. That's your job. Icarus Alexander.
Static tastes good.
I'm a sick fuck.
That's a good intro. That's a good way to start. The floor is yours, brother.
So, I mean, I would really like to, before we do that, I have a message still for Mr. Arsenal.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hey, buddy. How you doing? So, I know I didn't say much in the promo, except that the agenda is not involved, but here's the deal. You little fucking goblins aren't gonna fuck this up this time. And I'm gonna say it how it is. The only reason you still have that title as of last summer is because they got involved. That's the only reason. You have nowhere to run. You have nowhere to hide. Now, it's not like we're locked in a steel cage. But if you run, do realize that if you run up the street, you're fucked. I'm like Michael Myers, motherfucker. Okay? I will still be behind the tree when you're behind the tree. And I will drag you back to True Players if you decide to run. Come the 14th, I would like to end the year, to answer his question, with the Ironheart Pro Championship. And then, when I do that, what I would like to do is go to some other places and maybe, you know, defend it. Elsewhere besides Minnesota. And then also, now we're done with that. We can transition now. but for real, like, if I do win, like, that would be, like, the icing on top of the cake with the cherry and everything, like.
I want to tell you something, and this says literally, I want you to know how much I really respect you as a human being, a wrestler, and a person. Okay, I'm a big hunter. I love hunting. It's like one of my biggest passions in the world. Okay, I'm supposed to go muzzleloader. I go every year muzzleloader at the last weekend. Turns out it's December 14th. I'm not going this year. I'm skipping it because I so badly want to see you.
Wow.
Kick Aaron Arsenal's ass, rip his mustache off, and take that belt. I'm not kidding. I want to make sure Twin City Double Up is there. I want to make sure we're cheering you on. I want to make sure I get to be there front and center when we see that, man. So let that be a little bit of pressure to push you on, brother.
Yeah.
I want you to know that, okay? So Twin Cities Double will be there December 14th, man. You need to be at True Players in Rosemont, Minnesota. I don't think it's too far to say it's the biggest fight of the year, right?
I think
it's one of the biggest. It's a year in the making. You've had so much leading up to it. Arsenal has been unstoppable, right? He's been a force in Ironheart, good or bad, cheating and not cheating, right? He's been all over. You got to give the man some respect. He's owned it. He has literally owned that belt.
I will give him that. Like he, and like you asked me, I think I don't remember if it was like before or if it was during. I think it was before we started recording here. Like he's kind of a big deal.
Yeah,
dude is like a big fucking deal to me because like I'm only 2 years in and I've been like only in Minnesota, so like I haven't gone to like I've been to Wisconsin to do a couple of shows, but like it's been like Minnesota based promotions. Mm-hmm. But like to see him, like there's a picture of him with like fucking 4 or 5 titles and I'm like,
oh yeah,
that guy has money.
Yeah,
like, and his stylistically, the way he looks, the way he moves.
Somebody give this man a contract so he can get out of my husband's face.
Yeah, there you go. You ought to bet it's him next? Yeah.
But seriously, you're selling me. Like, he is, like, legitimately probably one of the best guys we have in the Midwest. Besides, like, what we have here, and besides, what, like, you know, what we can get with, like, Jay Fowler. Like,
I know what you're saying. He's one of those guys that comes from the outside. I put on Fowler. Fowler's a little south. He's kind of one of the outsiders that comes up and sees us.
Fowler's good too.
Huh? What? Sheesh. Don't even get me started. You know I'm all steel all day.
Fowler, please wrestle me.
Oh man. Oh, don't even. We'll make it happen.
But
I'll start my own promotion. Gosh, someday.
Oh shit. To answer your question though, like to end the year like that, and then to go into 2025 and legitimately expand, like in like not just be in Minnesota, like all it. Like be exclusive to Ironheart till the day I'd probably die. Like if I got signed to a contract and like they hit me up and were like, hey, like I'd immediately go to the person that like gave me a contract, be like, so can I go back to Minnesota for like a day? Because I genuinely like those guys there, and I did this last time, I'll do it again, those guys have always given me a platform for Icarus Alexander as a whole.
Like, shout out to Doc and Katie.
Yeah,
great organization. Yeah, I got their business cards right here. You see that?
Literally
them right here. I've had them for 6 months. I keep forgetting every month to bring them to them.
But like
December 14th, it's happening for me.
But I'll remind you.
They have always given me the platform to be the wrestler that I am. And, like, to portray a character. And with the new character, too, which I will also give you credit for, because when I was doing the new character at first, you had me on. And that was kind of, like, the beginning of it.
Yeah.
And, like, had Dustin, too, like, having me on Doghouse and, like, doing the new character with, you know, like... Not like nobody kind of knew.
It was that Wisconsin man. I remember that. Yeah, that when like, when you took on X out there, that was I felt like that was the Icarus Alexander. That
being able to portray that and like put that out there and have that be something that's regularly seen on Ironheart, like it's insane. And like the opportunities that I have there and like I'm able to have are just endless, and I appreciate them for that. But another thing that I want to do going forward, which we've talked about, is like going out of state.
Yeah.
So like my big goals are like, you know, going to Chicago, going mm-hmm. to Wisconsin, going to North Dakota, going to Iowa, if I can, like going and now expanding the like amount that I'm doing, because like,
well, so now you're the guy in the hometown that, oh, hey, Chris Alexander's exactly. coming, you're drawing the crowd, right? And yeah. You have that personality. I mean, you're one of those guys that, and you know what, it's who stands out. This is a character. I will go back 100% to that X fight. That was when I said, you're coming on the show next. I'm not kidding, that was because you came out right after that one. I remember seeing it. I'm like, we're getting that guy next. That's my new foot. Yeah, you were. It's like, and that's the fun of being on the sidelines of that. I get to watch you guys, and I'm like, I like that guy. We're going to go after him. Right. And I've been so dang lucky with the people that have been in my life. I've been Jason, you. I mean, even Nick Pride, I've been loving getting to know at the Academy and watching him lately. It's just been so many shout-outs to these great people around us.
I would say to get Nick Pride on.
Oh, he's the next one I want. I literally, the reason I shout out Nick Pride, I'll come after you soon. You're next.
Please come on.
No, Pride rules. But the problem is I see him so much at the events, we end up catching up there, and then I forget to like, oh, I should come and have you hang out and actually be on it.
Right.
Because he's such a cool dude. Like, you can sit and chat with him about anything.
Right.
And helpful. Man, he is great.
Sidebar, he was actually like my first... he's technically like the first wrestling match I ever had.
That was Ragers too.
Like he, yeah. at training, he was like the first match I had ever had. From that day on, I was like, this guy's good shit.
Yeah. Well, there you go. All right. I think without question, we're going to have Nick Pride on within the next two.
Yeah.
I was going to say that was the first show that I ever went to of yours.
That was like a little down the line.
Yeah, but that was the first show that I had gone to.
Yeah, it was.
So much history. And like I said, you guys had just the greatest class, honestly. I mean, just so many cool people are coming through right now. And maybe that's just a testament to what we're going to see, honestly, out of the Academy. Maybe we're going to keep seeing that. Ken's got the permanent location now. I think he's
building, right? Yeah, it's, the new location's good also.
Like, oh, I don't mind it at all. It's not bad.
Waiting for that ID distinguishment
thing. Some of y'all need to start applying if you're in Minnesota. Just saying. If you want to do this, go to Ken.
Oh, absolutely. Big plug for the Academy.
He's right there.
Yeah, I mean, they let people like me go, man. Anyone can do it. You should see me. I'm horrendous.
Well, he will.
He does, and he's great. He's a great coach. He knows, he's so knowledgeable about everything. And the cool thing is, like, you practice like you play. Like, you're doing a lot of work, and he's like, you're in the match every single time you're doing this. Like, I think any good coach would. You do that in any sport, but yeah, big plug for the Academy. I know, I think their beginners are starting in January 6th. I know I'm jumping into that one again, so hopefully there's some openings, but if not, just get on the waiting list and make sure you sign up.
And I'll give you one more thing for, like, next year that I kind of want to start focusing on, but, like, also getting outside of the U.S.
That's a big one, right?
Because I did, so... Unironically, I did the NOAH tryout.
Yeah.
And, like, I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get picked.
Yep.
But, like, I would like to go. So, one of the big goals is Japan.
Japan.
Another one is the UK, which I actually had ended up talking to Tate Mayfairs about. And, like, you know, like, how would you say to go about getting out there? And he's like, oh, I might, like...
Or if there's a certain special podcast host who knows a little Lindsay Jordan, you know, who runs OIWA, pretty big organization out there, comes on the podcast sometime, and maybe we'll have the two of you come on together.
And it's pretty convenient that your sister-in-law lives in England.
Man, it's like there's a chance this could happen, man.
Laura, can I borrow your flat for a little while?
Okay, well that day, you know. The flag's been waved, right?
Yes.
Hit up my sister. Send
out there.
I don't think bring her nephew. Waved is
the term I wanted. Anyways. All right. Well, I can't keep you too long because you got a kid and you have been wonderful, little Missy. Thank you for your patience on here. No, you did steal the show. You're funny. And you guys, again, this is awesome. I love having you guys over. It's like having a little family time. Oh, and a little cheese and crackers tray.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Well, the meat and cheese.
You destroyed it. You ate the whole thing. I love it. It's on tape. I'm just going to fast forward this and just see you. That's incredible.
We're going to get a meat and cheese count.
Dude, you're going to set the bar so high. It's going to be called the Icarus Challenge. I'm just going to have a meat and cheese tray out and see if anyone else will eat the entire thing on the podcast. What? We got to end it on that. All right. I love you guys. December 14th, people, be out to Ironheart, and let's all cheer as Icarus Alexander takes down that dirty tyrant Aaron Arsenal and hoists that belt over his head as our new hometown hero.
And proceeds to get cracked with it by our daughter.
Correct.
You weren't supposed to spoil the show.
Hey, Aaron. I'm coming. And I'm also going to take your mustache and rip it off.